بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. Still in this chapter of the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which either Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself made or taught the ummah to make. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this du'a teaches us, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ju'i fa inna bi'sa al-dhaji'a. O Allah, I seek your protection from hunger, which is the most worst sleeping partner. Like a person sleeps with somebody, it depends what kind. It may be a halal person, a haram person, or a person that causes one so much of harm and pain. A person is confined and somebody is torturing him, etc. And he has to sleep with all the difficulties and harm. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Allah, I seek protection for you from hunger. This hunger is not like the hunger we feel. We just feel a little hungry. We know the fridges are full. We know the kitchen, the pantry is full. And we know just now in a little while is the time for us to eat. This is that hunger that a person hasn't seen food for so long. And he has got no hope of seeing food for the next what length of time. Then with such hunger, a person has to go to bed. Such hunger causes weakness to a person. Physical weakness, mental weakness, all types of weird thoughts are going through his mind. This causes even the thoughts of kufr to come into the mind of a person, that Allah has promised that He will feed every person. And Allah, if He tests a person and a person cannot take that test and he suffers, then his weird thoughts will go and it will cause great harm. What a dua which perhaps our minds never ever went to, but our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is part of the proof of his great, of his true nabuwat, that he has taught us such duas. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْخِيَانَةِ فَإِنَّهَا بِئْسَةِ الْبِطَانَةِ. And O Allah, I seek protection of you from being disloyal. For that is the worst type of an inside cover. Bitana is like the inside part of the blanket, etc. So a thing that is very close to a person. And if khiyanat is like is such to a person, khiyanat is the opposite of amanat. Allah has placed the amanat of deen also upon us. And we must not make khiyam and khiyanat in our deen. The disloyalty of husband to wife or wife to husband, which we know cannot be tolerated, that is also the terrible condition. And also khiyanat and disloyalty in money matters, that a person makes khiyanat is disloyal. All these are terrible qualities, and so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam particularly asked protection and refuge of Allah Ta'ala from such terrible conditions. So such terrible hunger and this khiyanat, may Allah Ta'ala protect us. وَعَنْ عَلِيٍّ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ مُكَاتِبًا جَاءَهُ فَقَالَ. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, a mukatab. Mukatab is that slave that his master has told him, if you pay me so much money, I will set you free. In other words, he is like in a debt. Any person who is in a debt. Such a person had come to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, Inni ajastu an kitabati fa'inni. I am helpless, I don't have the means to pay this debt which is upon me, so please help me. فقال حضرت علي رضي الله تعالى عنه said the Sahaba were such very big hearted and they helped also, and the greatest helper to give to a person is to connect him to deen, to connect him to Allah Ta'ala. So he said to him, أَلَا أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ أَلَّمَنِيهِنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. However, besides giving physical help, should I not also teach you such words which were taught to me by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? لو كان عليك مثل جبل دينا أداه الله عنك. Even if you have debts on you which are equal to a mountain, in other words, very huge debts you have on you, Allah Ta'ala will fulfill those debts if you will do that which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught. So we see our deen is not only for what we call our deen and for for akhirat, but it is also for our dunya matters if we will imbibe this deen and bring the teachings of Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our lives. The words Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramika. O Allah, suffice me with the halal that is from you and from all haram. So a person can acquire his means by haram also. And the dua is that, O Allah, you suffice me. You give me exclusively the halal that is from you, and save me from all haram. وَأَغْنِنِي بِفَضْلِكَ أَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ. And make me independent by your graces and your kindness from all besides you. In other words, let me not turn to help to anyone. Let me not ask. Let me not be dependent on anyone. Let my eyes, let my heart, my soul be only on you. And let me trust and depend only on you. And, O Allah, you suffice me and save me from all haram. This dua, particularly for death, if it is read 70 times after Jummah Salat, Allah Ta'ala will suffice a person from debt and from all financial problems. Allah Ta'ala will make one's rosy easy for him. وعن عمران بن الحسين رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علم أباه حسينا كلمتين يدعو بهما. حضرت عمران بن الحسين رضي الله عنهما narrates that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم taught his father Hussein two words which a person should make dua with. What were those two words? Very simple, short phrases, sentences, but very valuable. اللهم ألهمني رشدي. O Allah, inspire me with the wisdom of all my actions. All what a person does, whether he is to go now, later, whether he is to buy this article, pay so much for it, or buy a more expensive one, or a cheaper one, whether he should go today, tomorrow, whether he should marry this woman or that woman, all matters which a person has to choose from. O Allah, inspire me and guide me towards that which is the right and the best. وَعِذْنِي مِن شَرِّ نَفْسِي. And O Allah, protect me from the evil of my nafs. Nafs is such that it is ammara bisu. It gives a lot of command of doing evil, and we ourselves will not be able to protect ourselves. We need the help of Allah. Effort we have been made responsible for. We are not fatalists that we just leave everything like that and we say that only if Allah will protect me. We make our effort, but reality is, and we must have this yaqeen, it is only Allah who can protect us. Otherwise nafs will destroy a person. The lust of the nafs, the ego of the nafs, and the love of dunya, all these things will completely destroy a person. And if a person is protected from nafs, then that person is on the super highway towards the pleasures of akhirat and the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So two great duas have been taught to us here in two short little phrases. Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa'idhni min sharri nafsi. O Allah, inspire me that in all my matters I make the best decision, not even a right, but the best decision. And O Allah, protect me from the evils of my nafs. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.